Hi, welcome. Erin Hart here. This is Monday Mindset, and I am a registered nurse health coach. I empower women to lose weight for the last time and achieve their goal body within a year. In my Year of You program, I guarantee that you will achieve your goal body within 1 year so that you can find peace with your food and your body, freedom from cravings, and the confidence to chase your dreams. It's all about fulfilling your life's purpose. That is why we're here, getting into a healthy body. So, to learn more about my Success Path course or the Year of You program, if you're not already enrolled, go ahead and sign up for a free 25-minute coaching call with me so that we can discuss your weight loss strategy and help you to gain some insight on how to achieve your health goals this year. Each week in our Monday Mindset video, we discuss how to master your mindset and develop a winning weight loss strategy so that you can win that mental game of weight loss and heal your relationship with food. Today, we're going to discuss something that I find really interesting. We will learn why people fail at weight loss. But before we get started, can I just say, way to go for being here, for watching this video, and being an action taker. I am so proud of you. Consistent execution of a winning strategy and a mindset of unstoppability is what it takes to succeed, and just showing up today. You got this. So, showing up today, you are casting a vote for the type of person that you want to become. So, way to go. The truth is that you can create the life that you want, but we both know that very few people actually live the life that they dream about. If we want to be successful at creating a life that we dream about, it's, not just with our weight loss goals, but in other areas of our lives as well. We have to learn what people who are successful with their goals are aspiring, what people who are successful at the goals that we are aspiring to do. Right? What do successful people do? And then we have to do what they did. But likewise, I also think it's equally important to know why people fail. And it's really sad, but the reality is that most people that attempt weight loss don't succeed. But a few do. And we need to become obsessed with learning and modeling what those people do. As Jim Rohn said, success leaves clues. So the statistics for weight loss, we know that they're abysmal. They're less than 1% of people that attempt weight loss. Less than 1% of those people lose all of their excess weight. And then only 1% of that 1% actually keep it off. But don't you dare stop, don't you dare let that stop you, because the good news is that the only statistic that matters is yours, and you have complete control over your own outcome. In the Year of You, we guarantee your success with sustainable weight loss. So, if you're going to be the exception and not the rule, you have to know what stops people from achieving success. So let's talk about that. Why most people don't succeed at their health goals. So, from my observations as a registered nurse and a health coach, and my own experience trying and failing so many times, living on that dieting roller coaster for years, right? It seems to all come down to the three E's. And let me just say that again, I have done all of these things throughout my life, and I'm still not perfect. So, don't beat yourself up if you do these. But knowledge in this case is power. So, excuses, exceptions, and ego. Those are the three E's that will hold you back from achieving your goals, fulfilling your dreams in life. Excuses, exceptions, and ego are what really hold people back from the success that they want. They may be really good and valid excuses. And I know I'm a mom, I have three kids, I have two jobs, and I totally understand, right, how life can happen sometimes, and that it's easy to make excuses, but Making excuses is what's going to rob you of achieving your dreams and your goals. And our deep why has to be stronger than our excuses. What drives us, that invisible force that drives us toward achievement with our goals and our health goals, it has to be stronger than our excuses. So I want to invite you to embrace that belief that there's always a way to stick to your plan. Your brain is so good at keeping you in that comfort zone. And as you adopt a sugar and flour free lifestyle, it's really important to just expect a struggle. It's to expect those permission giving thoughts, those urges and cravings to eat off of your plan, because your brain is trying to keep you comfortable. It's trying to keep you in the place where you know, and it's uncomfortable to take your life to the next level. Transformation can be uncomfortable. So our brains often try to sabotage us and prevent us from achieving our health goals. It's normal to have those thoughts, but giving in to those urges and cravings will prevent you from achieving your goals and will rob you of your peace as well. Our ego also will hold us back from achieving extraordinary success at times. You know, sometimes we think that we know better, or we have a plan, we know it's the right plan for us, but then we have this part of us that tries to sabotage that, and we insist that we can moderate when we've tried for years and years without success. We resist making those uncomfortable changes. And Albert Einstein, he said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So it's important for us to learn from those who have gone before and to develop that sense of humility and acceptance that moderation doesn't work for us. It's common for weight loss with your sugar and flour free lifestyle to start to eventually feel really easy and effortless after a while. You know, when you're being consistent with your plan, I love to call this the sweet spot. And so when people get through that detox phase, you know, that they start to automate their habits and their program, and they start to feel like they're healed, you know, that and you're healing your relationship with food, and your brain is healing, your brain is rewiring, right? So yeah, that's the good news, is that that happens, and we get to that sweet spot. There, your program starts to become really easy and effortless. Sorry, my little daughter is knocking on the door. Hey, Eva, I'll be out in just a minute, okay, baby? So when you get to that point where your program starts to feel easy and effortless, you feel in control, you feel like you're unstoppable, that is an amazing place to be. And it's so important that when you're there, you need to protect that, because it's very easy to lose that. But the good news is that you can feel that way forever. You can feel in control and like this lifestyle is easy and effortless forever, right? If you just keep consistently doing what you've been doing. But what can happen is that we can lose that feeling of ease and peace so easily when we become overconfident or complacent, and we start to make those exceptions and excuses. And it's so sad, but I've seen so many times in our community of people who experience food addiction and have chosen to go sugar and flour free, that one decision to eat dessert at the birthday party or the holiday, you know, it can truly, for a lot of people, it has led to months and years of struggle. So don't just learn from other people's successes, learn from their failures. And I appreciate the people who are so vulnerable and who share so freely and openly in the group, because it really helps us to learn from each other, learn what works and what isn't working, so that we can avoid making the same mistakes. You don't have to make those same mistakes. Food addiction, it's real. And if you are an alcoholic or a drug addict, you wouldn't think that you can moderate. And if you experience food addiction and have ever felt out of control around food, or you've had strong cravings that you just feel powerless to, and even when you know that it's harming your body, you still eat off plan, you know, you probably experience a level of food addiction as well. So beware of those excuses and exceptions and ego. Becoming overconfident and complacent are what cause people to fail at sustainable weight loss. So when you're starting to see results and your program is starting to feel easy, you're in the sweet spot, it is not the time to start thinking that you're a moderate eater and go back to your old ways. Alex Hormozi, he says that when it gets easy, go hard. So when it gets easy, keep doing what you're doing. You have evidence of the benefits of it. So don't get discouraged if you're doing all of these things right now. You know, if you're falling into that trap of excuses, exceptions, and ego, like, we have that growth mindset. We are learning and growing. We're not perfect, and we learn so much more from our mistakes than we do our successes. So just do that self-reflection and adjust your strategy and keep moving forward. The past is not the future. But know that this is what will stop you from achieving your health goals, from achieving your goal body. And it's very a real possibility that you never get there. But you can. You can and you will if you consistently take action with a winning strategy and have that mindset of unstoppability. You learn from your mistakes, you adjust your strategy, and you just keep going. You know, I want to inform you about these things so that you can pivot and course correct. Remember, direction, not perfection. No one is perfect. We're all going to fall into these traps at times, but I'm definitely not perfect, and I never will be, unfortunately, because I'm a human woman and you're a human too. But we can learn from our mistakes because even better, it's actually even better to just learn from other people's mistakes and to not have to experience the pain that they did. That's what the power of coaching is, and signing up for the Success Path course. It's like that shortcut to success. It's a strategy that we guarantee will work for you, and you can avoid all of that pain of learning the hard way. So become obsessed with learning from what successful people do. And in the year of you on the Success Path, that's what you learn. So if you're not yet in our program and you are struggling with your weight and your relationship with food, I hope that you will join us. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.